Business improved for some hotels and restaurants this summer after pandemic-related disruptions in the spring. But representatives of the South Dakota hospitality industry say they're still suffering. Bob Fuchs owns restaurants and a winery and brewery in the Black Hills. He testified virtually Monday to the legislature's Commerce and Energy Committee.
The city of Rapid City actually shut our business down for a couple of months. During that time, we probably, between all of our locations, we probably are down over $1 million.
The pandemic-related shutdown happened during the spring. Fuchs says the summer brought more customers, but the federal government offered unemployed workers an extra $600 a week in benefits. Fuchs says that made it difficult to hire help, so his restaurants were only partially staffed.
Throughout the summer, I was probably short at least 30 people the whole time.
Hotels are facing similar struggles. Jasper Deagle is executive director of the South Dakota Hotel and Lodging Association. She says statewide occupancy is down 25% compared to last year.
Yes, there were some kind of shining lights here in the summer, and it did get better in July and early August, but by no means are hotels out of the clear.
The Commerce and Energy Committee is one of several legislative committees taking testimony on federal pandemic relief money. State government received $1.25 billion in aid, and about half remains unspent or uncommitted. Governor Kristi Noem wants to use $400 million for grants to small businesses. The committee made several recommendations Monday to ensure the program reaches businesses and nonprofits that need the help. Noem also said Monday she's calling a special legislative session for October 5th for legislation dealing with the federal aid. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.